This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing a blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea and let's get into today's show. Hey friend, welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. I hope your day so far has been kind to you. Today's episode is about creating in uncertain times. We're all living through waves of uncertainty. That's life though, right? Whether it's shifting careers, personal transitions, what's happening in the world around us, or just a sense of what's next, we all go through these waves. Sometimes they hit gently. Other times, they crash in and knock the breath out of us. So we take our daughter to different kid gatherings in the neighborhood, and one of them is music time. Music time with her is always a good time. We love music and being around the other kids and parents singing and, you know, them dancing. It's all uplifting and a great experience. So imagine my surprise the other day at music time in this very bright space. People walking about, it's a public space, and the kids having a great time when the performers begin singing a very familiar and popular song. They get to the words, "Every little thing is gonna be all right." And all of a sudden, I just start crying. Not boo-hooing, but tears trickle down my cheek. I quickly, you know, start to wipe them away. But to hear those words, and, you know, not in a moody setting, you know, but this bright, vibrant place. To hear those words where everyone is singing and dancing, including my daughter, and everyone's having a fun time. To just have those lyrics hit me, hit my spirit. Just, you know, it took me aback in a way. Why? I thought, why am I crying right now? What is happening? But I knew. I knew I needed to hear those words. Don't worry, and everything's going to be all right. Now, we all know that doesn't mean everything will go our way or that the path will be clear or predictable. All right doesn't mean easy. It means endurable. It means that even when things feel shaky, we still have the capacity to create beauty, to make sense of what may seem like chaos, and to move forward with faith and one small act of creativity at a time. The phrase, "everything is going to be all right," is about trust. Trust that life has cycles, that we've survived uncertain times before, and that creation itself is one of the ways we weather the storm, right? When we create during uncertain times, whether it's painting, writing, filming, building something, designing, we're not ignoring what's hard, we're transmuting it. We're saying, I may not know what's next, but I know what I can make from here. That act of making something, of showing up, becomes a kind of promise to yourself. A promise that even when things don't make much sense, you'll keep creating meaning. And in that process, you start to realize everything might not be clear, everything might not be easy, but everything somehow is going to be all right. We need art. We need to be creative, even if that means singing in a music class with your kid. Being creative can open up something in you you didn't know you needed, right? During uncertain times, especially. Today, I'm not going to give you a specific quote of the week. I'm not stating what's in my cup or what I'm learning or a specific weekly challenge. Today, through this episode, I hope to help you see that uncertainty doesn't mean the end of your creative story. No, it's often the beginning of a new chapter in your beautiful story. I'm giving you 3 psychology-backed tools to use, prompts to answer, and a phrase, meaning-making. That's the phrase, meaning-making, to stay inspired, hopefully grounded, and regain some control while you create. So let's get into it. Let's first talk a little bit about the psychology of uncertainty and creativity. uncertainty activates what psychologists call the threat response. Our brain's limbic system goes into overdrive trying to predict, control, or resolve what feels unstable. That's why we might feel anxious, restless, or blocked. But here's the good news. Uncertainty also activates cognitive flexibility, the very thing that allows us to imagine new solutions and perspectives. So instead of fighting uncertainty, we can learn to work with it. Here are three psychology-based tools to help you work with it and create during uncertain times. Number one, ground your nervous system before you even start creating. When you're living in uncertainty, your nervous system may be constantly scanning for danger, so to speak. So grounding rituals help you move from survival mode to creative mode. Try a 3-minute grounding ritual before you work, like your feet on the floor, slow breath. Notice 3 things you can see, 2 things you can hear, and 1 thing you can feel. Engaging your senses anchors you in the present moment and gently moves your attention away from anxious, future-oriented thinking. This practice tells your brain, I'm safe now, which enables you to start creating. Number two, shrink the frame. When the world feels huge and unpredictable, your creative work needs smaller containers. Instead of completely finish the project you're working on, try play the piano for 15 minutes or draft just 1 scene. This creates small, achievable actions, which build momentum and helps restore a sense of control. Number three, use meaning to find purpose in the process. When the world feels uncertain, it's easy to slip into the questions, what's the point? I mean, I've been doing that a lot lately. Like, what's the point of this? Why am I filming this? Or why am I writing this? Why am I recording this? Right? Like, does it really matter in the scope of things? Yes, your creativity matters. Creative work can start to feel trivial in the face of global or even personal instability. But research in positive psychology shows that meaning, not control, is what sustains us through uncertainty. It's the practice of connecting your creative work to what matters most to you, your deeper values, your why. Ask yourself, how does my creativity help me understand or express what I care about? And also, who might be comforted, inspired, or moved by what I create? It's very easy to feel guilty or powerless for focusing on your own creative work. But art has always existed in the tension between chaos and hope. So when the world itself feels uncertain, when tragedy and division seem to echo through every headline, it's easy to feel like your creativity doesn't matter. Maybe you feel a quiet guilt for wanting to make something beautiful when so much of what we see around us feels broken, or even in your own life. Or maybe it's not guilt, maybe it's exhaustion, the weight of trying to stay inspired when the collective energy feels so low. Even in the most unstable eras, art has been humanity's way of saying, we're still here. We still see beauty. We still dream. Because y'all, we still got a dream. We have to dream. So when you create in uncertain times, you're not being frivolous. Try to release that guilt if you can. You're participating in one of the oldest, most human traditions there is, turning fear into form and confusion into connection. You are a creator. Create. You must create. Psychologists who study creativity and trauma call this meaning-making, the process of translating chaos into coherence. When we engage in creative expression during collective uncertainty, we give ourselves a safe container to process what feels overwhelming. Studies show that this process activates regions in the brain associated with emotional regulation and problem solving, helping us move from helplessness to agency. Creative expression can literally help calm the nervous system. It allows the brain to integrate fragmented experiences and emotions into a story that makes sense. When you paint something that captures tenderness, when you write a story that explores resilience, when you compose a piece of music that holds both grief and light, you're not bypassing reality, you're witnessing it. You're saying, this happened, this matters, and we are still capable of creating something new from it. That's what art has always done. It gives emotion a shape and pain a purpose. It allows others to find themselves in your expression and feel less alone in their uncertainty. Your art doesn't have to comment on every issue or carry the weight of every story. It just needs to exist, right? It just needs to exist as a reminder of what hope looks like in motion, yeah? Because creating in uncertain times isn't about ignoring reality, it's about choosing to build within it. And that choice to make, to feel, to share is its own form of light. Here's a reflection prompt. What truth or emotion from the world around me do I feel called to interpret through my creativity? Not to solve, but to witness. So how do we reframe uncertainty? Especially in those seasons when life feels unpredictable, plans keep shifting, and you catch yourself gripping for control. You can try something called maybe mindset. It's inspired by psychologist Ellen Langer's work on mindfulness, uncertainty, and perception. Langer's research shows that most of our stress doesn't come from the facts of uncertainty. It comes from how we think about uncertainty. When something unexpected happens, our brain automatically fills in the blanks with worst-case scenarios sometimes, right? It's a built-in survival mechanism called the negativity bias, our tendency to overestimate threats and underestimate possibilities. The maybe mindset interrupts that bias with a single powerful word, maybe. It's such a small word, maybe, but it can completely shift the emotional weight of a thought. When your mind says, this is falling apart, you add, maybe this is falling apart, or maybe it's coming together in a new way. When you think, I'm lost, you can whisper, maybe I'm lost, or maybe I'm in the in-between of becoming. When you worry, this project isn't working, try maybe it's not working yet, or maybe it's evolving into something I can't see yet. That single maybe transforms finality into possibility. It moves you out of certainty of failure and into curiosity about what else could be true. In mindfulness terms, maybe restores what Langer calls psychological openness. It's the mental flexibility that allows us to see more than one version of reality, which is also the foundation of creativity itself, right? Creativity thrives on maybe. When you create, you're constantly living in that space, that maybe space. Maybe this idea will work, maybe it won't. Maybe it will lead to something I never planned, maybe. The maybe mindset helps you hold that space without judgment. It keeps your nervous system regulated enough to stay playful, to stay curious, to stay connected to possibility rather than panic. So maybe isn't passive, it's active. Here's how you can practice it. This week you can try a maybe journal. Open a blank page and start each line with maybe. Maybe this challenge is teaching me something about patience. Maybe this delay is protecting me from rushing into the wrong direction. I'm always thinking about those delays. Like maybe this delay is a good thing. Maybe it's protecting me from something actually. So work maybe into your week this week. Try to write without editing. Let maybe be your invitation to curiosity. If you're brainstorming a new project, use maybe as a creative spark, maybe. Maybe use it as a creative spark, maybe. Maybe there's another way to tell this story, or maybe this idea belongs in a different medium, or maybe I don't have to figure it all out today. Maybe I'll try tomorrow. You'll notice that maybe softens the edges of uncertainty. It reintroduces movement where your mind felt stuck. It makes the unknown a little less of a threat and more of an open field. When you practice the maybe mindset, you start to see that uncertainty isn't always a sign that something's wrong. It can be a sign that something new is emerging. Maybe. Maybe it's a sign. Maybe. The maybe mindset is not living in fear, but in faith. A reflection prompt for you. Where in my creative life could I add a maybe? And what new story might that open up? So when uncertainty rises, because it sure will rise up, anchor in ritual. Ground your body, shrink the frame, make meaning through the work, and embrace the maybe mindset. And sprinkle your faith on top of all that. You gotta have faith, y'all. Even when the world feels uncertain, you can stay certain about one thing. Your capacity to keep making, to keep connecting, to keep creating beauty in good times, in uncertain times, in all times, if you can. And I'm believing in your victory. If today's episode resonated with you, please share with a friend who's been feeling the weight of uncertainty lately. Give them a call. text them. Let them know you're here for them. And don't forget to grab our free Creative Kickstart Kit on our website, or just grab the link in our show notes, along with our research links for today's episode. Until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember the joys and the journey. And we're here to help you on yours. You got this. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at TheHappyKind and at TheHappyKindOfficial. Also, follow our show Instagram at OriginateNowPodcast. Let us know how you're making fun with your TV. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources.